Blog Talk Radio.
To God, amen. Always remember, the battle is never ours, but it is always the Lord. Amen. Just step back and let the word of God do the fighting. I never seen a circumstance or a situation get in the ring with the word of God. Just let the word of God do battle. He said the battle is not ours, but it is the Lord. Now at this time, glory to God, we're getting ready for prayer time. How many know, like never before, we need prayer 24 hours a day, because 24 hours a day, somebody, somewhere, from the Lord. It's prayer time. Stay tuned. I'll be right back. God bless you now.
I'm going to move to the right. The anointing is going to shift economics in here. Your finances are going to have a divine visitation from God. I'm talking about the hand of God getting ready to touch everybody. I'm going to move to the right. And a wave of the anointing is going to hit everybody in here. The hand of God is going to touch you. How many of you believe that? How many of you receive it? Because a lot of people believe. They don't want to receive. Put your hands down. Don't grasp anybody. You are going to receive a double portion. You're going to receive what God has for you, and you're going to pick up your neighbor's anointing. And I'm going to prove it. Father, in the name of Jesus, now, your people have given. They have given willingly. The portals of heaven have been locked up and closed and constricted for year after year over every individual's life. But I decree and declare now that they are open. I open them prophetically right now in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, whatever heaven has been locked up because of ignorance, because of withdrawing, withholding, I decree and declare that the spigot is open. Now, Father, like a tsunami, I decree and declare that you are going to begin to move from my right and left. I decree and declare, Father, that you would move from the front to the back. Father, as I move across the stage, I decree everyone, hallelujah, that sees me as I move will be slain, and you will birth. Father, they will pick up mantles in the realm of the spirit. I decree and declare right now that as I move across the stage, hallelujah, economics are going to be shifted. Finances are going to be shifted. I decree and declare that the wealth of the wicked is no longer laid up for you, but the wealth of the wicked is being released. I decree and declare that winds of the spirit are beginning to blow, and they're blowing into your home. I decree and declare that your sons and daughters, by virtue of the fact of your praise, you are going to birth them into the kingdom. You are, your sons and daughter are going to be birthed into the kingdom while they're in prison. They're going to be birthed into prison while they're in crack houses. Your husbands are going to come back. Your ministries are going to turn around. I decree and declare a supernatural anointing sweep. Father, from my right to my left, up and move. Everybody open your eyes. Here it is. Open up your mouth. Rabashaka, rabashe, rabashaka, rabashaka, rabashaka. Sarabakasa. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that there is a shifting that is going on in the kingdom. We thank you that the spirit of the is upon each individual. Every woman that you are now transforming, you are posturing them for the next move of God. I decree and declare from the earth, mantles that have been dropped, they are being picked up. I decree and declare double portions of the Elijah anointing is being birthed. Every prophet that is assigned to this time and this generation, I stir up, stir up, stir up. I quicken callings, I quicken ministries, I quicken churches, I quicken visions. Everything that died because of doubt, because of unbelief, I call you from the grave. I decree and declare, hallelujah, natrons are being extended. I decree the spirit of Jabez falls upon the women. I decree and declare that your hand is working in them. New territories globally.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for that powerful prayer. Amen. Now at this time, your scripture reading is coming from the book of Psalms 103, verse 1. Bless the Lord, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. How many know when you bless the Lord, you got to bless him with your whole heart? My God, you got to bless him. Amen. That you know that he is a God, amen, that is watching over this universe. Amen. And we just bless and we reference his name today. Amen. Now at this time, we're going to come back and hear another song. Amen. Glory to God. Then we go into the rich word of God. Stay tuned.
Blessed assurance that Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste, a foretaste of glory divine. Oh, yes, I'm an heir to salvation. Yes, I am. I've been purchased by God, so glad I am. I'm born of his spirit, oh Lord. I'm just washing his blood. This is my
God, praising my Savior all the day long. Amen. Like never before, glory to God. We should and we should praise the Lord. I heard the psalmist said, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, God's name is to be praised. The heavenly world give God praise 24 hours a day. But sometimes we as humans, we get tired of praising God. But how many know the blessing, amen, is in worship and in praise. We're going to listen to one more song, amen, then we're coming back with the rich word of God. Stay tuned. This is our last song, then we're coming back with the rich word of God.
Sometimes discouraged, but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends, they let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me, around for me,
around for me, around for me,
it's turning around. See the breaking.
Yeah.
Amen. Glory to God. You got to know when things are turning around for you. Amen. So many times, glory to God, we look for prophets and prophetesses, amen, to speak a word into our spirit. But in reality, if we read the word of God, we ought to know within when things are getting ready to turn around for us. Now, I'm not knocking prophets and prophetesses. They are on the scene on an assignment from God, and that is great. But our total dependence shouldn't be on prophets and prophetess to speak, amen, breakthroughs in our life. We should rely on the power within. Times where prophets and prophetesses will not be around, glory to God, because they'll be out on the field on an assignment from God. But if we learn as the people of God to trust the power within, everything will be all right. Today, amen, we just thank and praise God to bring you another rich word today. And that word and topic today is, hell is a place you don't want to go, or you don't want to be in hell. Y'all don't hear me, see? Like never before, we search the web. We go from church to church looking for great words. But glory to God, we need to hear the things that are going to keep us out of hell. So many times, if you're not speaking on prosperity, or you're not speaking on breakthroughs, or you're not speaking on, I'm going to get a right now blessing, a right now miracle, people don't want to hear any word of God. They want to hear a gimmick. But I would rather for my soul to be resting than to get a right now miracle. Y'all don't hear me? Amen. Because you can get money, but you can't get another soul. So glory to God. I don't know why it is in the land and country. If you don't have a word of prosperity, people don't even want to hear you preach and teach. But how many know? You ain't a real preacher or a teacher or apostle or a prophet or whatever your title may be until you be able to prep God's people and tell them about hell. Amen. You just can't sit there and feed them sugary stuff knowing their soul is headed to hell. That is not love at all, and that's not preaching. Glory to God. And I made myself a promise that I wouldn't take hold to the plow of ministry if I couldn't preach the truth. I'm not going to tell people about prosperity when their soul is out of whack. Because the word of God says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness. And all of this other stuff that we seek, miracles, prosperity, financial breakthroughs, all of this stuff going to be added when we get our life lined up. We want a you bless me message. But God wants preachers now, like never before, to prepare for hell, because according to the word of God, hell is enlarging herself daily without measure. And you know why hell is enlarging herself? So many people are dying without Christ. And the more die without Christ and go to hell, hell get bigger and bigger. And one thing about hell ain't gonna never say there ain't no vacancy. Hell gonna always have room for more. For just as many as wanna go, hell will receive you. Today from the book of Matthew, the 13th chapter, starting at the 41st through the 42nd verse. That's the book of Matthew, the 13th chapter, starting at the 41st through the 42nd verse. God is so good. He only give us two verses, but he want us to listen, people. He want us to listen with our whole heart, our mind, our body, and our soul, because hell is real, and you don't want to go there, and there's no place that you would rather be. Glory to God. Now, according to the word of God said, the Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will weed out of his kingdom every cause of sin and all who practice sin. Now, look at here. According to the word of God, This is why Jesus said, let the wheat and the tares go together. Because when he comes, he going to do the separating. Because, glory to God, if you try to pull up some tares, you're going to end up pulling up some wheat because they look alike. But see, Jesus knows the heart of every man. So when he come back, he ain't going to only send his angels to weed them out. He going to have a place to put them if they in sin. And the word of God said in the 42nd verse, and they will throw them into the fiery furnace, there where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Look at there. The word of God said there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Glory to God. So that lets you know, do not be fooled by a body being stretched across the floor and it look like it's lifeless, and it look like nothing ain't going on. But yes, it is. On the other side, it's something going on. There is some emotion if they end up in hell. Glory to God. This is why, like never before, every time we get the opportunity to preach the word of God, we got to preach the word of God and deliver God's people. See, a vessel can't deliver God's people. It is the word of God that will do the delivering. Glory to God. It says there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. This lets you know you can feel things in hell. My God, even though the body decays, that soul is going to live in a resting place or it's going to live in hell. And not too many preachers want to talk about hell. All they want to get up in the pulpit and do is be glamorous, want people to look up to them, want people to serve them, want people to wait on them. But how many know it's not about that? Because at the end of the day, if you ain't got God's people prepared, you going to hell right along with them. And I made myself a promise. That ain't no way in the world I'm going to preach the gospel and then die and go to hell with the people that I'm preaching to. The devil is a liar. We got to make this thing call. We got to make this thing sure. Glory to God. We got to make sure in our heart that we're preaching the unadulterated word of God. We're not backing up. We're not sparing. Glory to God. It's not about friendship, family, and friends. It's about preaching the unadulterated word of God. You know, sometimes, you know what? We grab hold to the preaching ply, but we can't tell our family when they're wrong. Amen. We ain't strong enough to tell our family, if you don't straighten up in hell, you're going to lift your eyes. You ought to be able to tell your mama, your daddy, your aunties, and everybody on the other side of your family when they out of order. We afraid to preach about hell in the church because we feel like our membership is going to get less. Let it get less, as long as you tell the truth. People are going to stop paying tithes and offerings. What need of paying tithes and offerings and you headed to hell? So we got a charge to keep and a God to glorify God when we're not willing to preach the truth, when we're not willing to preach the unadulterated word of God. People dying and going to hell 24 hours a day, every second, every hour, every minute. Somebody, somewhere is going to hell. And the word of God says hell has enlarged itself without measure. Glory to God. But see, we just can't want all of these, amen, everybody love my sermons. Amen. There's something wrong with that. Glory to God. In them sermons, you ought to have something in there to make the people think. If Jesus was to come the day or tomorrow, where would your soul spend eternity? Is it well with your soul? My God, people are not preaching the truth no more. Amen. They started getting bigger churches, and that's all right if the sin in your church is being less, glory to God, amen, then it's all right to do all this building. But what neither than the building prospered and the people dying and going to hell? Glory to God. We need to think about this thing. Hell is a place, I say, you don't want to go, nor do you want to be. Is a place, amen, that you can't get out of. Now, in your home, in your car, on your job, wherever you have a door, you might can go in and out, but once you hit eternal doors, that's where you're going to stay. There's no coming out. So whenever you enter those doors, you got to make sure you line upon line, precept upon precept. Jesus is coming back. The word of God says the Son of Man will one day send out his angels to weed out the sin. And if you die with sin in you in hell, you're going to lift your eyes. My God. So like never before, the church got a job to do. The church got to preach holiness. The church came back up. The church, amen, like never before, is going to be held accountable for the souls. Now, you can't make nobody live right, but let your word be about hell. Amen. Some of the times in your message, just don't have a goody, 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 goody message every Sunday, and the people is not changing, you're not reaching them, and then you preaching the funeral, and you trying to make it smooth when in reality, this person laying forth in the casket did not get their life straight, and they headed to hell. Ain't no simple way to what? Say it. And we got some preachers will stand over people talking about, let's do the sinner's prayer. The devil is a liar. If it was that easy, then I, amen, can live like hell, and you can too, and wait till we get on our deathbed, have some priest or preacher to come and say, let's say the sinner's prayer. Baby, don't you let that fool you. It will not be that easy. The word of God says we got to work out our soul salvation. Y'all don't hear me. God is not a biased God. He ain't going to let one get away with one thing and the other, and amen, slide in hell. The devil is a liar. What's good for the goose, good for the gander. If I got to live right, you got to live right. If you got to live right, I got to live right. Measure sin. Amen. I said, hell is a place you don't want to go, nor do you want to be in hell. Because the word of God says it's going to be a sad day. And according to the picture that the word of God paints, hell is a place of torment. Hell is a place of burning fire. It's blazing 24 hours a day. Ain't no getting out of hell. So whenever you cross over, make sure that your life is line upon line, precept upon precept. Quit getting on Facebook, giving people prosperity messages. Sometimes you ought to give them messages to make them think. Amen. It's not about being a popular ministry. Listen, I'm not worried about Dr. Jones' ministries being a popular ministry. Tell the people the truth. That's all required of me. I'm not worrying about being popular. I heard Jeremiah say it. I did all of this preaching, and the summer has ended, and not nobody got saved. So I'm not worrying about being a popular preacher. I'm not worrying about packing the pews. But by preaching the unadulterated word of God, I will let nothing stop me from preaching the gospel. Amen. When you put your hand to the plow, make sure you preach the gospel. Because if you got your hand to the plow and you're not telling God's people the truth, God's going to get you. Amen. And it said in the last verse, we're going to go ahead and read that in the 43rd verse. It said, then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has an ear, let him hear. The word of God said, but those that stand the test of time, my God, they're going to shine like the sun. See, the key is, but you got to have an overcoming testimony. But if you can pass the test of making sure that your soul is well with the Lord, then you will shine like the sun in the kingdom of God. And see, Satan knows you're going to shine like the sun. This is why he fight each and every one of us, because he know he's been there. He know what's all about, and he don't want none of us to go there. So the word of God is concluding today. It said, if you got an ear, and I know you do, hear what the Spirit is saying to you today. Hear what the Spirit is teaching you today. Don't get caught in hell, because hell ain't what you want. Hell ain't where you want to be. Y'all don't hear me. Glory to God. Make sure and very sure that your soul is well. Amen with the Lord. Amen. We thank and praise God. Amen for the rich word of God. Amen. And in the spirit and in the mind that God has went forth to speak through his vessel. And we're now going to pray the prayer of faith. Amen. Glory to God. Those of you may be listening or logged on, we're going to pray the prayer of faith. Like never before, you search within your heart and make very sure that you got it right, like the Bible says. Oh, precious Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we heard your word, not only the people, but I did too. And God, right now, as we begin to pray, we pray right now for every soul that may be wondering, don't know the importance of getting their life right with you. God, we pray right now that you give them a change of heart, a change of mind, a change will, a change attitude, a change of way and how they look at things. Oh, precious God, you love your people. You the Savior now, but when you come back, you're going to be the judge. And God, help us all, my God, help us all to be ready when you come. God, we give your name the honor. We give your name the praise. We give your name the glory, because thou art worthy. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, your name of the praise. Now, Lord, these are your people. These are the sheep of your pastors. God, see by them now. Loose forth your angels to gather your people. Let them be one so that they can glorify you when you come. Let their life living please you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we do pray, and we thank you now. In Jesus' name, bless you, God. Bless you, people of God. Bless you, people of God. Amen. We hope like never before you heard the rich word of God, because like never before, show and very show that glory to God that we hear is saying to the church. Amen. Glory to God. Now at this time, we're going to listen to I Am Available. Stay tuned.
To show him your love. Thou, oh, in a world full of destruction, in a world where men don't believe, all the Christians are striving, trying to make it, and the devil is always busy trying to destroy and to deceive. Yeah.
Amen. God bless you. Have a great day. We love you here at Dr. Loretta Ellison Jones Ministries, and we hope that you have a productive, fruitful day. God bless you now.